This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me now is investigative reporter Lee Williams. How are you doing, sir?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm coping. I'm trying to cope. I guess I'm coping. Anyway. I think you're actually the only one that wrote about this military veteran who was in Maryland and stopped some really bad stuff, and he took his gun there. He wasn't allowed to have his gun there, and now he's been arrested, even though he was a hero. Is that about the gist of it?
Yeah, I've been doing this for a while. I try not to let these stories get to me. I try not to let them get personal. This one has been the most difficult one to try and not to take personally that I've written in quite a while. Guy's name is Alejandro Gonzalez. He's a medically retired Army staff sergeant. Puerto Rican by nationality, grew up a hell of a boxer, started boxing when he was, learning to walk. Tremendous skill set. He toyed with the idea of turning pro, but decided to enlist in the Army. I didn't know this, but the Army has what they call the All Army Boxing Program.
Oh yeah,
which can lead to the Olympics, or you get your amateur ranking and ultimately a professional career. So he enlisted in the Army to box, but then Iraq and Afghanistan happened, Bill, and he found himself. He's a combat engineer. Found himself in command of a Stryker armored vehicle, doing searches for IEDs or improvised explosive devices. And when they could find one, they'd call in EOD and they'd come and make the thing safe or blow it up. But on 8 separate occasions, they found the IEDs the hard way, and they detonated below his Stryker. Well, the metal armor stopped the shrap, but it doesn't stop the shockwaves, his defense attorney told me. Got a great defense attorney, Michael Stark from Jezik and Moise in Baltimore. And so he got his bell rung. He was also in the Mosul Chow Hall when they bombed it. And the guy right in front of him, as his attorney told me, was literally turned into paste, saved Alejandro's life. So he was medically retired from the Army with PTSD, traumatic brain injury, and some other combat-related injuries that I'm not going to go into because they're, quite frankly, none of our business. So he gets out as an E6 after 12, staff sergeant, and, decides what to do. He's living in Atlanta. I mean, no kidding, Bill. He opened up a boxing school for at-risk kids in Atlanta in a bad neighborhood. I mean, Mother Teresa-type stuff right here.
Right.
Well, in September 2021, he was 38, and he went to visit his mom in southwest Baltimore. And he brought his fiance and their kids with him. And mom lived in a ground floor apartment, And it's not in the story, but when he got there, he saw all these bowls of cat food, and there were cats all over. And he knew his mom hated cats, so he's like, what's the deal here, Mom? Well, the guy who lives above me doesn't take his trash out, and it attracts a lot of rats and mice and other vermin, so I have to have cats down here to keep them out of my home. Long story short, the guy living above his mom was Travis Ben Watkins. He was a 26-year-old member of the Baltimore's Crip Street Gang. And, you know, most of the gangsters in Baltimore are unaffiliated. There are a lot of drug crews. Black guerrilla families, big there. Crips are kind of a minority. They're kind of a vanishing minority. That's a group that started out in L.A. So he was known to law enforcement as a legitimate gang member. Ben Watkins and Alejandro start having words. At some point, the guy comes down. He's got a wooden chair, which he crashes into the ground and grabs one of the legs and starts coming at Alejandro with this bludgeon, with this wooden bludgeon. Well, Alejandro had gone inside prior to this and gotten his mother's pistol, which he kept by the front door. It was registered. It was fully his legal pistol, fully in compliance with Baltimore and Maryland state law. So now he's got it, and he's backing up, and this Crip is approaching him downhill, swinging the bludgeon along wildly. At some point, Alejandro became in fear for his life, and he shot the guy. Well, he shot the guy as he's swinging, and the guy's swinging wildly. So two rounds went in his chest, and then six rounds kind of went in his side and back. Dropped him like a stone. Alejandro grabbed his wife or his fiance, his mom, and they got the hell out of there. Well, he's later arrested and charged with first degree murder. First degree. And he spent 14 months in the Baltimore City jail, charged with first degree murder, no bond. And we should mention that they call Baltimore City Jail Castle Dracula. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Yeah, it's horrible. And it's dark and dank and dangerous and full of gang members. And keep in mind, Alejandro is accused of murdering a gang member. So, you know, thank God he was a boxer and managed to stay alive in there. Well, after 14 months, he's cut loose. They dropped all charges. They did a nolle prosequi, which is a legal stratagem that says, hey, we don't have enough evidence. So they don't have enough evidence. They cut him loose. So he's ecstatic, you know?
Yeah.
He heads back to Atlanta. His family's celebrating. And then 2 weeks later, Georgia police come in and arrest him. The prosecutor, who we should probably talk about, who was in Baltimore, had refiled first-degree murder charges on him again. And her name is Mosby, okay?
Ah, her, yeah.
Yeah, everybody's heard of her. I mean, she is the epitome of the rogue progressive prosecutor.
She is.
Marilyn Mosby.
She take a lot of Soros money, too?
Fully backed by Soros.
Ah.
And so she recharged him with first-degree murder. But there's a problem with that, a huge problem with that. As his attorney pointed out, you just can't rearrest people if you don't have the evidence to charge them. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't work like that. And I got to read you a quote from the attorney. More than anything else, they nulli-crossed the case for lack of an evidence, but then they decided to recharge him with no additional evidence. That's an in-your-face violation of his due process. And if anything, their case had only gotten worse. The main witness for the state was the girlfriend of the dead gangster. She was a gangster, by the way, too.
Hang on, at gangster.
Got it.
Because we're coming to my phone to break. Lee is, of course, is the investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation. He is the single and only reporter at Armed American News, and he is the gun writer at gunwriter.substack.com. And he collaborates here and there with me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Lee Williams, we're talking about a a military veteran who is, well, he just can't get, he messed up in Baltimore with Marilyn Mosby. And we pick up the story again with investigative reporter Lee Williams.
So they charge him again, even though their case is even worse. Their main witness, the state's main witness, was the girlfriend of the dead gangster, who in herself, she was a gangster too. She goes to attend her brother's funeral. He was a gangster and got killed by other gangsters. And she gets killed at the funeral of her brother. So their case is even worse. Well, right now, as we speak, Alejandro is sitting in jail, in Baltimore City Jail, all because of Marilyn Mosby. Now, you should know something about Mosby. In July, she lost the election as state attorney to Ivan Bates. He won the Democratic primary. And the Democratic primary is all it is in Baltimore because she was doing such a horrible job. I mean, the homicide rate just increased dramatically during her term. They were averaging damn near a killing a day in Baltimore. During her predecessor's term, there were only around 215 murders per year. And now she's facing some hell of her own. She has been indicted federally on the federal charges of perjury and making a false statement for a loan application because she tried to purchase two retirement homes here in Florida in Kissimmee and then just down the road from me on Longboat Key. And she lied in her loan application, the feds allege. So she's indicted as a federal felon right now. The thing about the Longboat Key home, I mean, nothing on Longboat Key goes for under $1 million. I don't know what this woman was paid. I don't know where she's getting her money. But, I mean, if you want to spend $500,000 for a home on Longboat Key, you're going to end up with something that looks like that fort that I built when I was 10.
Right.
Right? So she must have money. So now Ivan Bates is the new state's attorney there in Baltimore, and the Alejandro's defense attorney is trying like hell to get him to do something about the case because Mr. Bates has no blood on his hands. He could cut this guy loose. He could realize this case is going nowhere. Every second that Alejandro spends in the Baltimore City jail, he's at risk. He could be killed. Like I said, he's in there for killing a gang member, and that place is just lousy with gang members. You know, and this is not the guy that deserves this. I mean, his attorney provided me with pages, Bill, pages of citations that his Alejandro's leadership in the Army wrote him up for heroism, for valor on the battlefield, and for extreme lengths that this kid went through to safeguard Afghan and Iraqi civilians. I mean, this is a good guy. This should not be happening to him. If your listeners go to my website, thegunwriter.substack.com, and go to this story, there's a link to a GiveSend Go account that his attorney established for Alejandro to defray some of the legal costs. You know, this is not going to be cheap. God forbid this ever goes to trial. What we're hoping is that just, you know, the new attorney, the new state's attorney will just realize this is a terrible case.
Well,
and cut him loose.
Yeah. My question would be if it was determined after they had him for 14 months that they didn't have any evidence against him. My first question, I mean, I guess he's probably willing just to move on with his life and not get out there and try to exact that pound of flesh. But if that is the case, I would be asking the new state's attorney what the old state's attorney had found that nobody else had found.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's got the defense attorney has discovery. There is no new evidence. I mean, the main witness is dead because she chose the Crip lifestyle.
Right.
This is one of the biggest, and I think you understand now why this thing affects me so personally. You know, this is one of the biggest miscarriages of justice I've seen in a while, and it's just exacerbated because this is a good guy. And he's going to give back this community. He's going to teach at-risk kids how to box and how to get out of the hood. This is a guy that needs to get sprung.
Yeah, no doubt about that. While I sit back and I say to myself, we have the best legal system in the world. It has become so convoluted and so littered with agendas and, you know, power grabs and the legislating from the bench and all these other little things, that sometimes I'm almost certain that it just looks nothing like it was envisioned to be when it was being developed.
I couldn't agree more. And look at the charge here. First degree murder. Okay, premeditation? No. No. How about self-defense? No charges. But if you're gonna, if they have to charge, you know, this is not a first degree murder by any stretch of the imagination. That Mosby is the same gal that charged the Baltimore police officers with murder for that guy that died in the transport.
Gray?
By the
Gray?
Way, all of them were exonerated. Yeah, Gray. All those cops were exonerated.
You know, there's one thing about this. These kind of things that they do when they're out there and they're trying to do an agenda-driven regime, if you will, they really do nothing for the cohesiveness of the community they're doing it within. When they start pandering to these people and everything else. Because I'm sure since that happened to the unfortunate Mr. Gray, that I'm sure that the police have pulled, they shrunk back a little bit from that. And the people, I mean, the police don't suffer from it, right?
No.
They don't suffer from it. The people they're supposed to protect do. The people they're supposed to respond
What they ended up doing was not doing any self-initiated activity.
Right.
They stopped looking for bad guys. They stopped pulling over cars that probably got guns and drugs in them. They stopped any type of enforcement action. All they're doing is answering calls.
Yeah.
And that's directly attributable to Ms. Mosby, who, thank God, is no longer there.
I'm sure she and Stacey Abrams will probably start a podcast or something. Listen,
let's hope.
Coming up on the break, talking to Lee Williams. He is the investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation. He is the gun writer at gunwriter.substack.com, and he is the only reporter at Armed American News. And like me, he's one of the few that do what we do that didn't go to Las Vegas this week. So we're doing this, which is arguably more important than going to Las Vegas this week. But I digress. More to come. We'll be right back talking to Lee Williams. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. President Biden will deliver a national address tonight at 7 Eastern Time regarding the recently passed debt ceiling bill. The Senate granted approval last night following the House's passage on Wednesday, averting a potential catastrophic government default. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer had this to say after the Senate voted yes on the measure last night.
We're very, very happy. Default was the giant sword, hanging over America's head.
The Fiscal Responsibility Act will raise the debt limit through January 1st, 2025, and implement caps on government spending and policy changes. The May jobs report revealing that the U.S. economy gained 339,000 jobs, exceeding expectations. This marks the 14th consecutive month of job numbers surpassing expectations. However, the unemployment rate rose to a higher than anticipated 3.7%. John Schaefer, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, talking to Lee Williams, he is the gun writer. He is the investigative reporter. Did you see Geraldo Rivera?
I almost shot my TV yesterday when I saw that. I almost went full Elvis.
You know, he has addressed the claims he made he was on the five, and he thinks AR and the AR-15 stands for automatic rifle, really knowing, but that's his claim. And, they have no redeeming value, E-I-E-I-O. And, of course, in the same, and he doubled down on that today. He's like, oh, so I was wrong about that. They're not automatic rifles. Okay, so what? They still have no redeeming value. I love a guy who will get out there and admit he doesn't know what he's talking about and still know how much value they have.
Well, yeah, and I believe that it's mentioned in the Second Amendment, you know, we have a right to keep and bear arms, unless they don't have any redeeming value, according to Geraldo.
Is that in the subtext?
Yeah, I believe it is.
But it's the living, breathing document, isn't it? And we put that in the subtext! I also noticed that Biden's been out there saying, well, if you're going to beat the government, you're going to need F-15s.
Yeah, this is like the fourth time that he's threatened the lives of Americans. I mean, it's not a stretch to say he's talking about carpet bombing citizens. This is, you know, and then you look at some of the speeches that he's given where he's clearly us and theming this country. And, you know, I'm concerned. Yeah, I can attribute a lot of that to his dementia, which is ravaging what was left of his brain.
Yeah.
But at some point, you have to take him serious. Now, I've known Joe for decades. I covered him when I was in Delaware. I really enjoyed Bo, his son. We would have lunch every now and then. A great kid. His other son, Hunter, is a piece of crap. Joe's lost it compared to the Joe I knew. He's a shadow of his former self, and he's an old man ravaged by dementia. But still, you know, he needs to watch what he says. And threatening to carpet bomb Americans with F-15s, if I was on his comm staff, every time he would start ad-libbing and depart from the teleprompter, I would need an entire bottle of bourbon and a handful of Xanax. Because you never know what's going to come out of his demented old mouth. Oh, and by the way, calling Republicans fiscally demented. Demented is not a word Joe Biden should ever use.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I don't know why he says this, because right now, the veterans community that we have in the United States is the biggest veterans community we've had since World War II, right?
Yeah.
And so veterans know, for example, that when you start talking, okay, you're going to talk F-15s. Well, F-15s have to land. And you can't go after the F-15. But then again, the F-15, all it has is air superiority, and most of us live on the ground. So while they may be able to target us, their ability to target us is finite. And everybody on the ground, they're in the same predicament that we're in, except we would be looking for them. If that's what it came to. I mean, that would be the nature of guerrilla war. And we couldn't clamp down on Afghanistan, which is what, the size of Texas?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, most Afghanis, if you showed them a toilet, they would think it was an idol. So, I mean, when we couldn't clamp down on a country like that, what do you expect to do with a country that has, and I don't go by the whole, do you think we only have 415 million guns in the United States?
No, I think I know people that probably have half that.
I think it's probably just a little bit north of 550 million myself. I don't know why I think that number, but I mean, there's been some guys that looked at everything that's come into the country and everything that's been manufactured, and they came up with a figure of 660 million. So knowing that and knowing who's out there that has them, and knowing, you know, especially with the military that we have today, I mean, our military is not training to fight a war on the ground at the moment, are they?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think haven't we sort of given a bunch of weapons to the Ukraine that we haven't replaced just yet?
Yeah, and don't forget what we left in Afghanistan.
Yeah, that we left those in Afghanistan, and you can buy some of those things on eBay if you want. They're on eBay now. Those retina scanners that they had, and they didn't clear them, so they have retina scans of Afghanistan, of Taliban members, military personnel, collaborators in Afghanistan, all that stuff is still on there. You can buy it on eBay. Let's go in another direction though, because the ATF has decided that they're going to reclassify AR-15 pistols to be short-barreled rifles. After how many years have they existed in the state that they are in now?
Oh my God, it's got to be a while. Got to be at least a decade. Yeah, I tried to read the order. I'm not smart enough to.
Well, it's very ambiguous. It's not very precise.
No, and I look at the law that ATF wrote about bump stocks. And that was just declared unconstitutional.
Yeah.
By the Fifth Circuit.
Right.
Because the judge there rightfully decided that, you know, the ATF had violated the separation of powers. They're part of the administration. They're part of the executive branch. They cannot write laws. It's their job to enforce laws, but they cannot write laws too. That would be the legislative branch. So here we have ATF again writing laws which overnight turned millions of Americans into felons. And I'll tell you what, there's a word for that. There's a word for a law that overnight turns millions of Americans into felons. It's called tyranny.
Yeah. So, having said that,
we'll see what happens.
Well, the Fifth Circuit decision on the bump stocks means we have dueling circuit courts. So now that will end up in the Supreme Court, right?
Yeah, and right now we've got a bunch of justices who are rightfully so very angry about the gun grabbers, especially those in New York who evidently didn't read the Bruin decision and are snapping back with all these insane, overreactive local state laws, which I don't believe trump federal laws.
Yeah.
I mean, when you've got Justice Alito and Justice Thomas telling you, hey, you're really pushing it here. You're really screwing up by adding all these gun-free zones everywhere. You know, if you're a public official and you get scolded by a couple of Supreme Court justices, it's time to reexamine what you're doing, Bill.
Yes. Well, I mean, the thing in New York, they're trying to give the Second Circuit Court of Appeals a chance to save face. But if they have to go back before them, and Pratt and GOA are not going to wait too long on this, and the other plaintiffs in that particular suit, what is that, Antonyuk or something? They'll go back in, and if they don't do something about it, the Supreme Court will just tell them, okay, this is what you're going to do about it. We are the Supreme Court. So, I mean, it's an interesting time. The pistol brace thing, well, we'll discuss the pistol brace thing and where it may or may not go when we get back. Catch Lee's work. Most of it all starts at gunwriter.substack.com. But you can find a lot of his stuff that is breaking at Armed American News. But sometimes he's doing a special project and doing an investigative report at the Second Amendment Foundation. So he's everywhere. Reprinted by everybody. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking with Lee Williams. He is the gun writer, the investigative reporter. Do you remember? I don't remember what it was, but the Supreme Court made a decision here recently about the EPA. And they told the EPA, you cannot get out there and regulate any industries out of business. You cannot make rules that run.
Right.
You cannot outlaw this and outlaw that. And, you know, to a certain degree, when I look at some of the stuff that's happening in the climate change arena, I see the same thing happening in the gun control arena, because in the climate change arena, they think they can ban their way to us not using fossil fuel anymore. And in the same token, they're always trying to ban guns. So I look at that template with the EPA, and I look at what the Fifth Circuit's done, and I look at some other things that are on the fryer, and I kind of think that this rule that they have with the pistol braces is not long for this world.
Yeah, I would totally agree. I mean, this is the last gasp of the Biden-Harris administration. You know, this is something that he did so he can tout in front of it while he's giving one of these rambling, nonsensical speeches, you know, how he's won another battle against the war against our guns. But I don't see it lasting either. It's got to be headed to the Supremes at some point,
right?
Where it's going to be received very, very poorly,
yeah,
by these justices, like, who, as we said, are kind of pissed off right now.
Do you not think, is there nobody with a rational thinking mind at ATF going, you know, the problem is going to be that we've looked at these before and said these are just accessories, that these are legal, that these are okay, that it's okay to shoulder them. We've said this before, and now we're changing our mind. And they're going to look at this and they're going to say, listen, we see where you how this works. So a somebody anti gun comes in and they're the president, and you guys go all anti gun. And somebody comes in that's pro gun, and you guys are strangely quiet for the entirety of that. So guess what? I mean, do you not think there's somebody that's having those kind of rational thoughts in there? They're just like, no, we're in charge. We're going to do what we want while we can.
You know, I give them no benefit of any doubt. I thought, you know, they were going to hold off given the fact that the Republicans took the House. I thought maybe they'd see a little bit of handwriting on the wall. But I think, you know, they are the one federal agency, even more than the Secret Service, who pays attention to the wind, which way the wind is blowing. So I thought they might back off a little bit, but they have been weaponized along with the FBI by this current administration. So, and even more so. I mean, they've always been the lapdog of the current administration, and they've always screwed up everything they've done. Look at Waco. Look at Ruby Ridge. They want good headlines, so they take on these horrible, horrible cases. And you know, people pay with their lives. It should be, and I've said this before, they should be defunded. ATF needs to go. And nobody makes a better case for dismantling the ATF than the ATF. Just look at what they've done. Look at how fast and furious. Yeah, we lost Border Patrolman Brian Terry. But how many, you know, law-abiding Mexican citizens were killed by the guns that, you know, ATF walked south of the border? Everything they do, they screw up. This is just another example, although thankfully nobody's been killed yet, like any of their other special ops.
Well, I mean, you know, federal government, whenever they, the stuff that they do and all these other things. First of all, in terms of the pistol brace thing, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the path of least resistance, because I really like my Shorty 300 Blackout, which is the only gun I have currently with a pistol brace on it. So I'm going to get a Form 1 and a Magpul Mohs stock. I'm going to fill out the Form 1. I'm going to slide the Mohs stock on it, and then I'm going to wait on my tax stamp. Because it's
free. I think that's a great idea.
It's free. I'm also trying to find out. Now, there's some things I saw pictures about. Like, I have one of those things called a Roni, you know, that you jam a Glock into, and it you get a few more points of contact. I'm trying to find out what the deal is with that, because if I'm going to do any of these things, I may as well just do every one of them I got while it's free. And if it comes, and there's one thing I never hear about on the NFA items. I never hear about people losing NFA items because they run afoul of the NFA.
It's, you know, I've never heard of that either.
It's almost like when you finally do the last thing that they've got right now, they're so busy trying to get other things in on that that once that happens, they sort of leave you alone. And I'm not saying that. And listen, NFA is a bogus. It's a bogus thing. But it's free right now, so okay. I'll play that stupid game with you. And that's, and the reason I'm doing that is because, one, I have looked at the other things I could do to try to comply, and there's some things I'm just not going to do. Because, like, for example, if you have a rifle in a pistol configuration and the lower has been listed somewhere as a pistol lower, you can't put a 16-inch barrel on it and call it a rifle. Just can't do it. So in order to make that change, if you're going to have to change the upper, you're also going to have to change the lower, which is the same thing as buying another gun.
You know, you're looking at about 9 months from what I've been told from the dealers that I spoke to, 9 months lag time on Form 1s right now.
Yeah.
I wonder whether this ATF's current pistol brace law, and let's not call it rule, it's a law. They made a law. ATF passed a law.
Right.
I wonder whether this thing will be disposed of before you get your Form 1 back.
It may be. We'll see. We will see. And in the interim, I'll play their stupid game with them, and I'll do this thing, because
sure.
I'm not going to break the law. I will not break the law in the name of some sort of virtue signal where I'm, because in order for me to maintain and do what I do and retain the ultimate veto, I have to be not on the prohibited persons list.
Yes, don't we all?
Yeah, so.
Don't we all?
So the official thing that I would say, and I think Lee would agree with me, is that we are not advocating noncompliance in any way.
No, no.
I mean, if you don't want to go through all the rigmarole, take it and sell the gun. Sell it, trade it, something, you know. And if you do, don't mind going through the rigmarole, which is basically the hardest thing is getting the fingerprint cards, I think, which you can download, and then you got to get your fingerprint scanned and send it up. And there's no $200 fee, and then you have a tax stamp, and then you can have your SBR, and you can put vertical foregrips on the front of it, and you can put a real butt stock on the back of it, and everybody, I'll be happy.
Yeah, I just hope that the Supreme Court takes this case quickly. Because, I mean, we're not talking a couple of dudes here. We're talking about millions of law-abiding Americans.
Oh, yeah.
We're also, to make that decision right now that nobody should have to make, you know, whether to comply or not.
Well, look at the buttstock. All the buttstock purveyors have gone out of business. Nobody's making them now. So, like, SB Tactical, and there's like four or five guys that make these braces. If they don't push back on this, they're out of business.
And they're good American firms.
Yeah. So, I've interviewed the owner of SB Tactical. Can't remember his name, but I mean, very, very sharp dude. He knew what he was doing. As far as he set these up for disabled vets, that's what they're for. So,
and you know what makes me angriest about all of this is that he got a letter from the ATF saying that these products are okay.
Yeah, he did.
That infuriates me more than anything.
Though. I would
hold. He got a letter from the ATF.
He's probably got multiples. He's probably got multiple letters. So
yeah,
we're running out of time.
Compliance letters.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're running out of time. Normally we would be doing Think, Aim, Fire, but we could not find Mr. Keller, so we decided to go another direction because there was a bunch of stuff that I wanted to talk about specifically that only Mr. Williams can handle. So catch him at gunwriter.substack.com, Armed American News and Second Amendment Foundation. He's the investigative reporter. Thank you for joining me today. And hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Gunjavity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Gunjavity for over 17 years, since before it was Gunjavity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Gunjavity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Gunjavity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Gunjavity.